This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. We're going to be talking about the Lightning's move to dump the salary of Ryan McDonagh, as we discussed at the end of the previous Todd Wright Toddcast, in advance of the deal happening. We'll take a big picture look at what it all means as we sit here going into July 5th, recording this on the afternoon of July 4th. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Bill Curry Ford, First Family of Ford in Tampa Bay, just north of Raymond James Stadium on North Dale Mabry. Sean Sullivan, who has his own podcast on JoeBucksFan.com, would like to meet you if you are interested in a new Ford vehicle, a pre-owned Ford vehicle, or a pre-owned make and model that is not Ford, but available on the Bill Curry Ford lot. And they have plenty to choose from. You can find that inventory on the Bill Curry Ford website. But Sean Sullivan would like to know, you are a listener of mine, or of him, and someone who frequents JoeBucksFan.com as well. He welcomes you. And I went through the car buying experience now about 9 months ago. I found it to be much better than previous experiences at other dealerships. Bill Curry Ford, North Dale Mabry, in Tampa, ask for Sean Sullivan when you visit. And if you cannot get to Sean Sullivan, you ask for Grace Thomas and tell her that I sent you, and she will set you up with Sean Sullivan. All right? Brandon Legal Group, longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. The Todd Wright Tour is currently on its summer break. I don't want to put my golfers through tough weather conditions, not only uncomfortable due to heat and humidity, but also we could deal with weather delays, muddy golf courses, cart path only, postponements, cancellations, or just golf courses that cannot be maintained because the property can't put mowers on the course because they're too soggy. We will return in October, and Brandon Legal Group will be there. They're a full-service law firm. They service the greater Tampa Bay area. Full service can mean post-judgment. Full service can mean divorce. Full service can mean family law. Full service can mean child support adjustment. What do you need it to mean? Why don't you get a free consultation and find out? BrandonLegalGroup.com or call 844-4BLG4ME. Brandon Legal Group, servicing the greater Tampa Bay area, your full service law firm. My email is right.todd@yahoo.com for this podcast purpose. Also, a wonderful fantasy fan of mine asked, we will likely be returning with the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Season 7 sometime later this month. I'm waiting to get the episode start date and order. That comes via sponsorship agreement. So more on that forthcoming. And also, we will be organizing leagues. I have to have a little meeting with Bill Curry Ford about what they want to do, as they have hosted the last couple of fantasy football drafts, but they are in the midst of a construction project at Bill Curry Ford. So we have to see what we can do there. Right.todd@yahoo.com, though, for this podcast purpose. For golf information, it's toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. Social media, at toddwright2121, Instagram and Twitter. If you'd like to be my Facebook friend, we can do that. I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. As we talked about in the previous Todd Wright Toddcast, we identified 3 days before there was a national report out of Canada from a very respected journalist that the Lightning had approached Sean McDonagh about moving him and the 4 years remaining at $27 million total on his contract to give the Lightning some flexibility to work the salary cap as they felt they needed to do in the team's best interest to continue to keep this Stanley Cup window open. McDonough agreed to it. McDonough agreed to waive his no trade clause and accept a deal to the Nashville Predators, who have plenty of cap room, one of the top defensemen in the NHL in Roman Josi, and they're kind of in between right now. They were a quick out in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Some of that was due to an injury to their top goaltender. But they are in transition. However, they're a well-run franchise. Don't know if this means anything or not. A couple previously respected Lightning front office people, not necessarily in personnel, have made their way from Tampa Bay to Nashville over the years. One most recent, who is one of my favorite people on the planet, in an executive named Bill Wickett. Coincidence? Probably. But let's just say there are some connections between Tampa Bay and Nashville. They played in the Stadium Series. Tennessee is a friendly state in terms of no state income tax, so that benefits Sean McDonough going there. However, I'm most impressed by the fact that Tampa Bay did not have to sweeten the pot to Nashville to take McDonough's deal. They didn't have to send any current rostered players, guys that would be playing on an every night basis. They didn't have to throw in a player that is part of the mix going forward, an established player. They didn't have to throw in a prospect. Didn't have to do that. Didn't have to sweeten the deal with a draft pick. The Lightning have been moving a number of their future draft picks, and they'd like to maintain some of them going forward, such as their number one this year. No draft picks were involved. The Lightning took back two players. One player can be bought out. And if they buy him out, it creates $3 million more in cap room. The initial comment from Brisebois, as quoted by Joe Smith of The Athletic, was the Lightning do not plan to buy out the final year of Myers' contract. He is a defenseman. I think Brisebois said that for now. But to me, Myers at $2.5 million on 1 year doesn't make sense. But it was something that the Lightning had to take back to get McDonough's deal gone. I don't, at this point, have any reason to break down the second player they received, at which time that player offers some significance. I'll worry about it. But to me, the most significant part of moving McDonough's contract, which they had to do if they wanted to retain Paul, which they've already done, and Andre Palat, was to get that money off the books, not just for this year, but they've got plenty of work the year after this year with a handful of players whose contracts are up. Most notably, Sergachev and Cirelli, unless for some reason they would want to move on from Cirelli, that they didn't like what they saw. I know he was banged up in the playoffs, but the offensive production simply was not there. He did not take a step forward, played good defense in the New York series. But Cirelli's got 1 year left on his deal, and then I believe he becomes an RFA. Killorn could still move or be bought out. I would think they could move him before they'd have to buy him out. It is a limited slash modified no trade clause with Killorn, so the Lightning could send him somewhere without him signing off on it, as the teams have already been submitted. don't know who they are. Some thought, courtesy of a smart listener of this podcast, it could be St. Louis. I can see that. But the Lightning do need a little bit more to get the Palat deal done. And I don't think they would have moved McDonough if Palat told them, yeah, I'm going to break the bank on the open market. I have a feeling Palat wants to stay, or the Lightning would not have moved McDonough in the first place. Then there's whatever they want to do with Jan Ruda. I think they want Ruda back. I could be wrong. And I think they would want a veteran defenseman to put in the top four, since they are losing McDonough and it's not this kid Myers. If they keep Myers, okay. They think they can coach him up. He's been a huge disappointment. This was a guy who a couple years ago got an opportunity to play on the top defense pairing in Philadelphia, and he's been a mess ever since. He has had a couple of injuries, but there seems to be more of a problem than just recovering from those injuries. So we'll see. To me, it's a much bigger upside to have the $3 million in cap room. Then you could keep Killorn. It eliminates the question of, are they moving on from Cirelli? And, you know, I look around the league. I see Stahl from Detroit as a UFA. Schultz from the Caps as a UFA. Is it Adler or Edler from LA? You know, the Lightning have had success bringing in big-time veteran players who want to be a part of this in Maroon and Perry. And I think they're going to try to do it again. Why not? So my eye is on Stahl, first and foremost, who played for $2 million last year for Steve Yzerman in Detroit. Why would he want to go back there? Why? Do you want to play for a cup or not? So, and the Lightning could actually, if they bought out Myers, they could potentially give him $2 million. So that's where a lot of these things are. There may be some other small deals involved. I don't think they're in a hurry to extend Sergachev at this point. But it depends on how things get done with Palat and what else they do. But for people that say, why did they move McDonough and why did they get nothing in return? It's a hard salary cap. And the Lightning technically are going over it by strategically and to some criticism in recent years using LTIR, long-term injured reserve, that allows them to spend more money on players than the salary cap allows. But it's allowed. And Brent Seabrook is technically a member of the Lightning organization. While there was never any plans for him to put on a jersey, you probably don't even know he exists as a Lightning player. But he makes, his contract is worth nearly $7 million in average annual value the next 2 years. And the Lightning can use that full credit to create a pool of money that they can use to go over the salary cap because they take on that contract. And that's a big part of how they're going to pay Palat, in addition to moving McDonough's money. And the Lightning didn't want anything back for McDonough. It would have been nice, but that's why this Myers at $2.5 million, I just don't think it makes financial sense, considering how the player has been struggling the last 2 years. I mean, you don't think $2.5 million is a lot. And he is a very young defenseman, but it just doesn't add up to me. So I think Breezeball said what he needed to say because he didn't want to go down that road yet. Probably hadn't even talked to the player. Again, quoting Joe Smith in The Athletic, but it's just there, especially since you can get a credit. Granted, there's some dead money in 2 years, and I know I'm geeking out on you on this, but that's what you have to do. That's why McDonough was the one. It wasn't anything McDonough did. Nothing. He didn't do anything wrong. Nobody said a bad word about him. I don't have anything bad to say about him. It's just the math. Had they kept McDonough on the team, 60% of their cap was occupied by six players. And Palat couldn't be the seventh. So they did what they had to do. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Bill Curry Ford and Brandon Legal Group. Thank you very much for listening. I welcome your emails at write.todd@yahoo.com, and we'll talk to you next time.